Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Oliva. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The DH, Steve Braun. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Hile. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rick Wise. And now, play ball. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva takes first base on ball four. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Braun reaches second base with a double. Terrell goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Wise covering, for the out. Braun moves to third. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is called out on strikes. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Bo Stock chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Weiniger fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Weiniger. Fisk goes all the way around to score. Evans moves all the way to home. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Carew reaches second base with a double. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Fisk and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Carew scores. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 2, Red Sox, 2. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burleson tags and scores. Carbo tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bostock who is chasing the ball. Lynn reaches third base with a triple. Carbo scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Steve Luber now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a pop-up into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McKay is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carbo strikes out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Luber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a pop-up towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a pop-up into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-2 in the game. Hile hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Doyle hits a pop-up into left field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Ford reaches third base with a triple. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford scores. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Jerry Terrell. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Randall now playing second base. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 3. the Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-3 in the game. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fisk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Vic Albury now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans tags and scores. One out. It's 12-3, Red Sox. Steve Dillard pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doyle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a pop-up towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.